This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In recent visits, we have done a biographical study of the life of Ezra. I would like to look at an incident described in Ezra 8:21 through 23 and do a 4S study of these verses. God had called Ezra to challenge his people to be separated wholly unto God. Sometimes we back ourselves into that kind of a commitment. Let me explain. Start by spreading out the information you find in Ezra 8:21 through 23. Ezra called a fast at the Ahava Canal, where those who joined him were beginning their journey back to Jerusalem. When the trip was first planned, King Artaxerxes offered to send soldiers with them for protection. Ezra turned him down, saying, "The gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him." This was a testimony of anticipated protection by God. Now they were facing the territory where robbers frequently ambush travelers. Ezra was ashamed to go back to the king and ask for soldiers, but he was afraid of the potential danger now facing them. He called on everyone to fast and pray fervently for God's protection as they traveled. He delegated to leaders the care of the treasures entrusted to them by the king. Then they took off. The Bible declares that God answered their prayer. Having spread out this information, sort it into groups, and then structure it into an outline, I came up with 3 points: his testimony, his test, and his triumph. In our next visit, we'll amplify these as well as summarize the information into some applications. I trust you'll tune in and listen. In preparation, read over and meditate on Ezra 8:21 through 23.